Another interesting story this week has come from researchers in Philadelphia who found that there's a difference at the molecular level between how male and female brains deal with a particular stress hormone, which could explain why women are more prone to stress or anxiety-related illnesses like post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. The study, published in the journal Molecular Psychiatry by Deborah Bangasser and her colleagues, compared the brains of male and female rats in stressed and unstressed situations. They measured the activity in the brain cells using electrodes and also took samples of the brain tissue to look for specific proteins. The stress hormone they were looking at is called corticotropic releasing factor, or CRF, and it's produced in a region of the brain called the hypothalamus. It plays a key role in stress, along with hormones from an area in the brainstem called the locus coeruleus. Activation of the locus coeruleus and the hypothalamus by a stressful stimulus or situation leads to the production of other hormones like adrenaline that can lead to many of the symptoms of stress disorders like sleeplessness and inability to concentrate. The team found that the female rats were much more sensitive to the CRF than the male rats, meaning that they would be more likely to react to a stressful situation than a male rat would be. But they were also less able to deal with high levels of CRF. The males could lock it away in little sacs in the brain cells called vesicles, and this allowed them to adapt to the higher levels of CRF, but the females couldn't adapt and would continuously show the stress response. So what does this mean in a wider context? Well, this is only a study in rats. It may not translate directly to humans, but it does offer us a pretty good model. What's interesting is that because we now know that the CRF receptors in males and females' brains differ, and we know how they respond to the CRF, which means this could open up new avenues of research for drugs to treat things like depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. It also means that we may need to start looking at treating males and females with these disorders in a different way.
Does this mirror what we see in humans? Are women generally perceived to be more vulnerable to prolonged stress than men are?
It does seem that a higher proportion of the people who seek treatment for depression are women. So it does look like it does correlate with what we see in humans.